This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, another chance, another opportunity for us to level the playing field when it comes to information and conversation. You have come to play with the right people. I am Doug Steffen. I like to be a player. Not that kind of a player. Victoria Keelan is a player. Not that kind of a player. Kara Schillen is a player. I'm not sure about her yet. So here we are. As we work our way through the DJV show, and no protests, I guess I'll keep going.
I don't have anything to say.
Really? All right, so you know how conversation on programs like this is often dependent on information that comes from other sources. We have our own opinions, perspectives. We opine on the facts often. And we do that to give you a chance to sort of talk back to us, literally and figuratively. Can't tell you how many times I get people saying, I heard what you said when I was driving to work, and I was talking back to the radio, and I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that, sir, but send us a comment if you want to. At Doug Steffen on Twitter is a good way to do it, or facebook.com/DJV show. Pretty soon the website will be we have a sort of a lousy website. We've had it for a while, and so now we've redone it all. And in the next, week or two, I think, Victoria, we'll have a way to get really to the heart of each one of the programs, the DJV thing, especially important for a lot of you who like to listen to what Jennifer and Victoria and Kara have to say about some of the silly things going on. Although, please forgive me if I suggest The Bachelorette is silly. I know it's serious stuff to care about.
It's a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure.
Apparently, Victoria's getting in on the act, too.
This season, Kara sucked me in.
All right. There is something that is, this is like me beating a dead horse in a manner of speaking with some people because they hear me when I go off on this. But I don't do it to say, oh, here's Doug, the smartest guy in town. Or, oh, here's Doug aggrandizing himself because he was the first person to talk about this with any visibility. But I was, and I don't mind admitting that I've made a lot of people angry over the past 10 years. 10 years. It was actually, let me think now. It was 5 years ago. It was 2012. When I first went off on the link between football and problems in the brain. And so, since that time, it was about a year later when the you-know-what hit the fan, when it came to the brains of former NFL players. This is where it all began. But then it has spread to other sports. It's spread to other activities. It's spread to all kinds of things, examining the brain. So now there's a new study out this week. Researchers at Boston University School of Medicine have examined, and the VA system here in Boston, examining a couple of hundred brains that belong to men who played football at all levels. The brains were donated for research. They found that in the 202 brains they looked at, 177 of them had basically a washout. 87% of the brains were diseased because of, and then they put the pieces together, all but one of the brains of the worst were all ex-NFL players.
Yep.
They had been diagnosed with the CTE, which is the basic brain busting that goes on because of all of the activity that happens after your meninges is loosened and you have concussions and all that other stuff. How much more information do you need? This stuff comes at you almost every week now. And as we get to the beginning of the football season, people are back in there. Oh, wow, it's great. My son's going to play tackle, left tackle. He's a sophomore in high school. He's going to get his brains beaten in, you morons. Is that too harsh? Doesn't sound very sensitive, does it?
Or very sensitive.
I say that parents who push their children into playing football are bad, irresponsible parents. And you can yell and scream at the radio all you want to, but there is just fact upon fact of what do you need for information to know that this is bad? And your daughters that are playing soccer, same thing. And you can say, well, they could have problems in anything.
It's not as bad. I played soccer and lacrosse my whole life, so soccer is not as bad. I very rarely ever took a header.
You get hit in the head with a 40-mile-an-hour ball. That didn't happen often, but it happened.
No. It's not as bad. And you just can choose to not take headers. That's the thing. In football, you can't choose to not get hit. That's part of the game. In right. soccer, you can choose to take a header or not. Yeah. It's totally up to you.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, is, you know, I feel like every time this makes headlines, then people talk about, oh, what can we do? But then nothing really happens. You know, last time we were talking about this, I feel like I saw multiple people saying, well, maybe we can, you know, play younger football without helmets, because in that way they can teach people how to hit each other in efficient ways that aren't damaging their heads. And people, if you don't have a helmet on, people don't feel like they're so invincible.
We could have girls football then. That'd be more fun watching girls football than
well, you know what's football, you know what's funny though is, you know, you're talking about parents, if you let your kids play football then you're a bad parent. But I feel like until something really happens at the highest level of the sport, which is the NFL, until they're willing to admit that there's actually an issue.
Well, they have admitted it because they put millions of dollars away.
Yeah.
To pay to the ex-players' families.
Well, but I mean, until they openly say something and do something, I don't see how it's going to have any impact on lower levels. Because it's like people, if you're playing football as a kid, then these are the people that you're looking up to. These people who play in the NFL. And as long as they're still saying, yeah, it's fine, and continuing to let adults play, then I don't see why
my
anything
point,
changed for
exactly.
younger people.
Thank you. That's my point. That's it. So let's step up the ladder to the next rung. And look at the information that's come out in the last 24 hours about dementia, because dementia is on the rise dramatically. But the good thing about this, people sort of like this program, because after we go through, not everything, but after we go through problems, there's often a solution or a suggested solution to the problem. So here's the suggested solution to keep you away from the statistic that will be 130 million strong in the next, 15, 20, 25 years? In that period of time, between now and, let's say, 2050, 131 million people living with dementia around the world. 131 million with dementia. That means we need to support your brain health, our brain health, mine, yours, all of us. So you can start by cultivating a vibrant social life, friends, people you can talk to or talk at, in the case of the radio. Listening to us is stimulating. You can listen to us and prevent dementia. How's that for a slogan? I can see it now in the trades. Listen to Doug, Jen, Victoria, and don't get dementia. Well, it really is true, though. Keeping your brain active in any way, playing cards, and doing things
puzzles,
with your brain.
Puzzles, crosswords,
yeah,
that all that stuff. Yep, that is really incredible, helpful. Is this a dietary thing as well?
Yep.
That there's such a rise of it now?
Yep, very smart. Yep, that's right, Victoria. Healthy weight, eating well, keeping your blood sugar balanced, exercising, keeping your body moving. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Now, so let's go one step further. You may have heard us talking about the impact that your phone has on your sperm count.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just one step further. Imagine when you hold that phone up to your ear, what it's doing to your brain.
Oh, I know.
Does that take, if it ruins your sperm, what the hell is it doing to your brain?
It's true.
Right?
And that's, I mean, for me, I always use headphones. I never talk on the phone. Yeah. Luckily, people who know me know don't bother calling me anyway because I hate talking on the phone. But people just text me. But, yeah, it's so important. And the thing that I didn't like about the iPhone 7, the newest model, it took away the ability to use the regular wired headphones and because they're trying to force you into using the wireless. That's just more radiation that's going right into your brain. In your ears.
Complete radiation. You're being suckered into using these things. So what I do, I put it on speaker, and I hold it. I hold the phone about 4 inches away from my mouth. So that way I can hear what's coming. You can actually, by the way, on an iPhone, I don't know if you can do this on a Droid or not, but on an iPhone, you can hear, you can feel, if you put the phone the way I do, about 4 inches away from my mouth, so the bottom end where the microphone is going to be close to your mouth so that people can hear you. But if you, as you're listening to people, you will feel a little sort of a brush or a breath coming out of the speaker. Have you ever noticed that? Try it. Listen, as you listen to a message or you're listening to somebody talk to you, hold the phone 4 inches away from your mouth and you will feel air coming out of the phone. Try it.
Right. I know
you ever done that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Right. It's part of the cooling system inside the phone.
Yeah. So, again, the idea here is to ask you to think about what the phone is doing to your brain and how to keep it from doing that is to do what I just suggested. I'm sure there are plenty of other things. Victoria's suggestion is great. This is the DJV Experience at 19 past the hour.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. It's always a now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Through Sunday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Get the gear, win the school year. With an extra 20% off, juniors lace-up graphic tees are only $11.99. Or young men's shorts for $15.99. And juniors denim for just $19.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid July 27th through 30th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have I recognized that group? You are correct. It is the Backstreet Boys. Got their first hit country song of the year, involved in a collaboration with Florida Georgia Line. And now the two acts are teaming up for a CMT Crossroads episode, which will air next month. This sounds like something that you wouldn't want to do in your back seat, but cross-genre television show featuring all-star group performances of the biggest singles of both of the groups, Backstreet Boys and Florida Georgia Line. I Want It That Way, As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys music we all know, Cruise, and then the partnership on the platinum hit God, Your Mama, and Me. I don't know. Do we have that?
Yeah, that's the one we just came in with. That's the collaboration that they did.
Oh, okay. You did explain it to me well. I just didn't put the pieces together correctly. Thank you.
It just seems like such an odd mix, but it works.
Yeah.
It does work in a very weird way, but yeah.
They're doing this Crossroads together, but they're also on tour together right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is probably a pretty good show.
Yeah, it sounds good. This is the Country Music Television Crossroads has featured musical mashups like Def Leppard and Taylor Swift, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. Did they do Alicia Keys and Maren Morris? Is that what that was?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That was great.
John Mayer and Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood and Steven Tyler. There's a couple.
That's a weird
one.
Wow, he's zowie. Bunga bunga. So, anyway, so it's neat. It's kind of nice to have that, just a little different flavor for those people who are getting tired of the same old, same old. So there it is. I've always liked the Backstreet. Always thought they were good.
So you were BSB over NSYNC?
Boo, NSYNC.
NSYNC.
I didn't mind. Well, I kind of, in my own, maybe professing my own ignorance, I put Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block,
See, you weren't super invested. If you grew up with them, then it was like it was one or the other, and you had to be Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears. You couldn't be all of them. You had to be on one side.
Why doesn't somebody arrange a wrestling match between Britney Spears?
Celebrity wrestling match between all of them. That'd be great.
Here's some more news from the world of country music, as that's the focus. Music is the focus of this portion of every hour of our program. Miranda Lambert, a couple of years ago, involved in one of the most high-profile celebrity breakups. Remember, she was married to Blake Shelton, no longer. They have kept things friendly, amicable. They both have found love again, it would appear. Gwen Stefani and Shelton going hot and heavy. Lambert moved on with Anderson North, South, East, and West. I guess they settled on East, though, right? Anderson East. So now, apparently, they're engaged. Where'd this rumor start? Is this a...
With our very own Rich McFadden.
McFadden started that? Now, what does he know?
Well, Miranda. We saw Anderson East over the weekend in concert, so maybe there was a certain glow about him.
Yeah. So, but she asked him. He didn't ask her, right?
That's the story. They were on the phone, and she asked him.
Maybe you want to get married?
I don't know. I didn't even think she was that into him.
Well, that's what when Rich told us, me and Jen, we looked at each other and we said...
Jen and I?
Me and Jen, just the two of us, we looked at each other and said, I didn't think she even liked him. What? Yeah. But...
Apparently, Anderson thought Miranda was joking when she called, and apparently she's not joking. She's serious. He didn't think twice about saying yes, according to some of the reports from McFadden. He's in the know and on the go, so we got to trust that information. Miranda and Anderson sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. We know that. What happens next? 28 past the hour.
This week in Automotive News, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It uses a combination of GPS, map data, cameras, and radar to survey the roadway ahead and keep the driver out of trouble with autonomous-like car features. Approaching a junction or traffic circle, the new S-Class reads the road ahead and will navigate the roadway even if it doesn't have marker lines. The system can slow when speed limits change in a roadwork zone, just in case you missed it. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Uh-huh. 34 after the hour, DJB experience. I'm doing varsity English in my head. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen to discuss the things in the world that are all part of this huge, wonderful, this vastness. Ever think about how much there is to do with our time? Ever think about as you start your day or go through the day, we have our work, and we have so many different things that we can be distracted by, so many different things going on in the world, so many things that we can have fun with. I think that this is what confuses me. I think one of the reasons there are so many people around who seem to be crazy today, sometimes in a nice way and sometimes in not such a nice way, is because there's so much around us. The things that we have to choose, we have to, but most people are about the business of choosing what they want to do with their lives and with their time. Do you ever think about why you choose the things that you do, Victoria? Why do you choose to do this for work? Why do you choose to spend time with your mother? Why did you choose to, Mary Lewis, what is it that you do with your time together that you choose to do, whether it's recreation, friends? Think about all of the opportunities. You know, we're hit every single day of our lives, whether you realize it or not. I think this is fascinating. Most people are hit with about 3,000 messages a day as to what to do, where to go, how to live, what your life is about. These are all part of the choices. I knew this because when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach a number of years ago, there was the fellow who was the manager of the radio station decided to do some billboards on Interstate 95 as you came into Palm Beach County about me and the radio program on the radio station. And so as part of the research, the people that ran the outdoor advertising company said, do you realize that people are hit with 3,000 messages a day, and how do you cut through it? And, of course, if you use their billboard and do it right, that's going to give you big results. But that's always stayed with me. The fact that we are, the suggestions come from everywhere, whether it's advertising, your friends, whatever, do this, do that, go here, go there. Be that way, be this way. It's time, focus, and attention. And so, you can't really delegate that to anybody else. You've got to be the one who decides what you want to do with your time. And it's just a fascinating thing to look at and understand. And again, I ask you the question. It wasn't rhetorical, Victoria. How do you think you go about the business of deciding what you want to do with your time?
Well, the examples you gave, you know, spending time with my mom, doing this show and being with Lewis, I mean, the common thread is I love all of those things. So that's what motivates me to keep doing all of those things is just because I love them. Yeah. I'm happy that I'm at a point in my life where there are very few things that I have to do. I mean, besides, like, you have to pay bills and you have to pay rent and things like that.
Right.
But there are very few things that I really have to do, and I'm just at a really happy point in my life of having that sort of freedom and independence to choose how I spend my time.
And at your age, that's a blessing. I will tell you, it's taken me a long
time. I feel like at my age it
there.
Starts to happen, though.
Yeah, well, it ought to.
When you're in your 30s, I think that's where you start to claim your life as your own.
Didn't for me until I was in my 40s, but yeah. What about you, Kara? Now, you have the advantage of listening to the two people who are senior to you explain their explain how they make their choices. How do you make your choices?
I guess I like to think that I make choices based on what makes me happy.
Do you think I want to do this because it will make me happy, or is it just kind of come as a sort of generic thing? You find things that make you happy by experimentation, and then you stick with the things that you do them over again. Like, if you like to play golf, first time you play golf, you don't know whether you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that. I don't play golf.
Well, but I'm using it as an example.
Yeah. No,
it could be swimming, or it could be work, me getting on a tractor, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't actually do all that much in my life. I feel like, but what do you do besides you go to work, and then I go to the gym a couple times a week, and I go to that specific gym because I like that gym, but I don't love working out that much. It's not my favorite thing to do in the world, and if I never had to do it and I could still be healthy, then I would probably not do it.
Yeah,
but I go to that specific one because it's a group class, and I like the people there, and I like the trainer. And I go to the pool on the weekend because I love swimming, and I like warm temperatures, and I think it's fun. And I hang out with friends when I can because I think it's fun. Mm. But besides that, I mean, I don't have a tractor to ride, and I don't have a...
Doug could probably arrange for that.
You can come up to the farm, and we'll give you a tractor.
I'm sure you would love that.
Maybe the question may be better put. If somebody watched you every day, could they tell what was really important to you? Ben, I asked that about. I asked that. Remember, the reason I have these conversations with the girls is because I want you to ask yourself the same question. If somebody watched what you did today and tomorrow and yesterday, could they tell by watching you through your waking hours what was really the most important thing to you, what your goals are in life?
I think it would be so obvious. If someone had a spy cam on me, you would within 30 seconds know that, you know, that Lewis is my priority just by the number of times we text each other during
lucky
the day.
Lucky him. That's lucky. Lucky him.
And my dogs, our dogs are, you know, they're our furry children. So I think it would be, and I have a strong work ethic that I think you would see in a concentrated way of when I do my work and the concentration that I put into that. Yeah. I don't get easily distracted when I'm working. So I think it would be very obvious that you could see I compartmentalize different things in my life. And yeah, I think people could figure me out pretty quickly.
I think for me, some things you would be able to. So the few permanent things in my life, like you'd be able to see that my family is important to me and my friends are and my work is and that I work very hard and I try to be good at my job. And then, you know, I talk to my friends pretty regularly throughout the day. And if I have time, I'll generally talk to my mom at least a couple times a week. But I feel like besides those things that have been a part of my life for a while, there aren't that many things that are super permanent. I don't have pets. I don't have a relationship that I'm in. So those things are not really, you know, like many things in my life could change over the course. And I guess that goes for everyone, but I feel like I don't have that many permanent things in my life right now.
So
that's why, yeah. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think that you could maybe look at my life and you wouldn't necessarily be able to see right away what the important things
can
are.
Can I
that's
summarize
the biggest
it?
Difference, I think, between Kara and me, and that's a 10-year age difference.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's probably exactly the main difference, is just the permanency.
Yeah. And so...
But 10 years ago, when I was 24 or whatever Kara is, I mean, that's the same thing. I had, you know, a rental apartment and I lived alone and didn't have a boyfriend. And, you know, I had all the same exact things. I had friends and a job, but, you know, the same thing.
And your mother was like, oh, please, Victoria, get a life with you. What's going to happen to you?
No, she was like, please stop having so much of a life.
there you go. I think that to summarize this, think about yourself as a person who had nothing in his or her life. And if you didn't have anything in your life and you didn't have anything that you cared about, it's likely that you wouldn't have people who cared about you either. I think the two go sort of hand in hand. If you have a purpose in your life, a cause, if you care about something or somebody deeply, those things will come back around and they will enhance your life, the things and the people.
Well, that's true.
People
I mean,
care
your,
about
your
you.
Relationships are based on things that are important to you.
Yeah.
Right? So I think if you didn't care about anything, then you might have friends or you might have people in your life.
Well,
but what would it be based on? If none of you cared about anything, then you wouldn't care about keeping in touch with each other. You might just randomly see someone
and say
hi.
If you don't give a darn about anything,
you might just
nobody...
sit around smoking pot together or something like that. Yeah. But you, I don't know, your morals and your goals and things like that, that's what your relationships are based on.
Yeah. So think about it this way. If you don't care about anything or anybody, nobody's going to care about you. So, you know, give it that, if you will, give it that latitude. And think about, as you go through your morning, your day, what you care about and who you care about, and acknowledge that. I think that's a fabulous way to spend some time. I do it now all the time, all the time. It's really, it makes you feel good because it is good that you have people and things that you care about. And vice versa. And I think when I really realized, I realized it early on. Well, not early. I mean, I cared about my children for sure, but it was all about them and it was never about me, which I think is part of the problem of the helicopter world that we live in with parents and stuff. The parents make it all about them as much as they do the children. And I think that's a real serious problem because kids can't grow up. They can't fall down. They can't break something. They can't get dirty. They can't experience life. And so we got a bunch of really sissified wusses seriously.
It's true, though. I mean, I don't have kids yet, but it's true. I mean, you see... Gosh, you see,
if your kids
are scheduled.
Find,
their whole
yes.
days are scheduled, and they're in pre-K. I mean, it's crazy.
So you can't find out what their passions are.
Right.
I was talking about my grandson, Miles, being in this once-a-week sort of social school setting, and I went in last week It was a week ago. When was it? It was Tuesday, Monday. A week ago, Monday, I went in and spent some time in the school with him and watched his interaction. And I could, you could see at that point what they cared about. Miles cares about trucks, tractors. He cares about little animals. He cares about his mother. He understands, you know, he knows what those connections are. And he looks at the other kids like they are from the planet Zog. Doesn't even know what to make of the other kids yet. But that's part of the socialization
right.
of it. I never had that when I was a kid. I spent all my time. It was very late coming to the socialization table because I didn't have any socialization really at home.
But you did have two sisters, right?
Yeah, but we didn't ever really interact much. They were off doing their thing. I was doing my thing. We didn't stay home. We just got out of the house because it was better to be out of the house than in the house. It's 11 and a half for the hour now.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You might think fitness and technology are mutually exclusive, but the two can go hand in hand. Case in point, TechnoGym, a 30-plus year Italian exercise machine maker, has a new high-tech treadmill out that goes above and beyond what came before it. This is Marco Zambianchi, president of TechnoGym North America.
Technology is in everything we do. The MyRun is a highly sophisticated treadmill for home use, and the first treadmill that combines a specific app designed for the product with treadmill that has a small displacement, can fit easily in every apartment, even in a small apartment, but gives you a wealth of personalized training information.
You can learn more about MyRun at technogym.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by ASUS.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer, get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to spend some quality time with a man who knows more about pets than anybody else that I know, and I got a wide circle of friends who think they know a lot about pets, but they don't. They need to listen and pay attention to Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show every weekend around the country. PetShow.com, good place to go to get started. Lots of things going on in the world of the animal kingdom, focused on your pet, dogs, etc., etc., right after this.
C'est merveilleux. This is Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, and I'm talking, of course, about the province of Quebec in Canada, which has something for everyone. You'll find adrenaline junkies on the Via Ferrata, a cable course near Quebec City that winds up the side of a cliff next to and over a massive waterfall, or kayaking through magnificent fjords in Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, havens of peace where you can watch the seals play. Foodies take a journey on the Flavor Trail, a gastronomic tour of Charlevoix, where visits to small town yield the best ciders, traditionally made beers, chocolates, you name it. There are also First Nation villages to tour, vibrant cities to explore, whale watching, and more. To learn about the delights of Quebec, go to QuebecOriginal.com. That's QuebecOriginal.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time for Warren Eckstein to join our village our family, our friends. I like to utilize all of my friends because they have skills. They can they help us all to learn. So the folks at PETA apparently are getting upset because we're mistreating sharks, i.e. the Michael Phelps race with the shark. Has anybody, you've been around so many different people with so many different pets. Do you know anybody who's got a shark for a pet?
I don't. I spent some time at the Living Seas in the shark tank years ago when I was doing the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are a lot. There's a valid point there. I don't know about the Michael Phelps thing. I think it was an animated shark anyway. The bottom line is sharks are being abused.
Yeah.
I don't agree with Peter on everything. Well, first of all, very often, like in the Asian countries, they use the shark fin soup.
Oh, yeah. So what they'll do is shark fin,
then
they
throw them back in the water.
Yeah, right.
If they catch a shark accidentally, they'll just slaughter the shark. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that everything that's been created has a right to live. So hurting or harming something for no purpose whatsoever just makes me crazy. So, yeah, sharks are being abused.
I was taught that as well about 30 years ago. By somebody who had probably the biggest impact in my life of anybody. And she also said, you know, she would talk to ants, and the ants come into the house, she'd tell them to go away, and they'd go away.
Wow, can she come to my place in the spring when the ants come in?
Most of us swat flies and step on ants.
Does it work with people? That's the question.
The part of the animal kingdom, and it really is hard to argue with that. Other than those who are so deliriously self-absorbed that they think everything revolves around them. And hello, welcome to the world, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't.
It's that human ego, Doug. We think we're better than animals.
Yeah, we do.
Say, but you know what? We could never survive in their world, and that's just the bottom line. So, you know, everyone has different places on Earth, and animals have one place. We have another place. And the bottom line is anyone who abuses an animal for any reason, as far as I'm concerned, should be...
Do you consider flies and spiders and ants, do you consider them animals? And
I used to have pet Madagascar hissing cockroaches when I was a kid. So the bottom line is everything has a right to live. Yeah, everything.
Let's have a rewind there for a second. They are called what?
Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Madagascar hissing cockroaches as opposed to your regular
cockroaches. These are large cockroaches, very large cockroaches, obviously from Madagascar, and they hiss when you kind of hold them, but they were great pets.
You hold them?
Yeah. No, you laugh, but when I was growing up, no one would come in my room. I had total privacy as a kid growing up. Mother, my father, my sister. So, yeah, I did. But I also had snakes.
Does Denise know all of this?
She does now. I died in my system. Yeah, but the bottom line is you hit the nail on the head. I respect, in other words, if there's a spider in my house, I will take the time, take the spider, put him on a piece of cardboard, bring him outside where I think it's a safe area. And I think if the spider could do it for me, he would as well. That's just me, Doug.
No, very optimistic of you, Warren.
Something, when I have somebody who I care about yell at me and say, kill that bug on the ceiling, I actually think I don't want to do that. I like to put the bug someplace else, but for expediency's sake, oftentimes I just smack them. But I'd rather take them and move them outside because I don't feel good about
them. Yeah, and they like you better when you take them outside, Doug.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Mice included. Although I had a couple of mice that met a sad demise at the end of the mousetrap this winter, but other than that.
Uh-oh.
All right, Warren Eckstein, pet expert. Check out petshow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.